AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
We've been clear. If any Russian military forces move across Ukraine's border, that's a renewed invasion. It will be met with swift, severe, and a united response from the United States and our partners and allies.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today, no progress reported, but Blinken says the talks were worthwhile.
Foreign Minister Lavrov now has a better understanding of our position, and vice versa. Today's discussion was useful in that sense, and that's precisely why we met.
In coronavirus news, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports we may soon know if Omicron is reaching a peak.
Dr. Jeff Potthoff is the chief quality officer at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Health System. He's also an emergency medicine physician.
When we look at the current Omicron surge, there are some early indicators that we may be reaching a peak.
What are they?
To see places like New York, Washington, D.C., decreasing a little bit in their cases gives us some hope that we might be getting close to the peak of Omicron.
So what do we watch for?
The best mirror of what might happen will be what we see in New York and Washington, D.C., if they continue to see that downward trend.
When will we know?
It's only been a number of days, so I don't think anyone wants to say with certainty that they're past peak. But we should know in the next week or so.
Dr. Jeff Potthoff. I'm Rita Foley.
After an independent audit faulted retired Pope Benedict for having botched four cases of abuse when he was Archbishop of Munich, AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis is pledging justice for victims.
Francis stressed that he had been reforming the Vatican's in-house legal system to be more effective to combat clergy abuse. He said that the aim is to make sure that the scandal is repaired and that the offenders are brought to justice.
On Wall Street, stocks have been swinging from negative to positive and back again today. The major indexes appear headed for another weekly loss. This is AP News. An American player has knocked Naomi Osaka out of the Australian Open. Correspondent Graham Agars.
Amanda Anisimova has pulled off the biggest upset to date at the Australian Open, the 20-year-old rising American star knocking out the defending champion Naomi Osaka in a hard-hitting 2-hour and 15-minute third-round battle. Anisimova saved 2/3 set match points before closing out the dramatic win 10-5 in an extended tiebreaker. Her reward is a showdown with the top seed Ash Barty, the Australian continuing her straight sets run through the draw after a solid win over Camilla Giorgi. Jessica Pegula and Madison Keys also reached the fourth round. I'm Graham Agars.
Among the winners on the men's side, Rafael Nadal. He'll face 69th-ranked Frenchman Adrien Manarino in the fourth round. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.